Ministries, everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Satan wants to destroy Christmas and Satan wants to destroy Jesus. Satan wants to destroy Christmas and Jesus. I got to tell you, the other day I was watching SNL, Saturday Night Live, Christmas program, and I have to tell you, I was really disturbed. It was very evil. Not only was it very evil, but it was a huge mockery towards Christmas, the traditional Christmas, and also towards Jesus. I want to tell you today, right now, that NBC and these television, it's pure evil. Television is pure evil today, and they want to take away Jesus, and they want to take away Christmas. And I want to tell you guys today, those of you, you're just not in the Christmas spirit, I want to tell you the reason why that you're not in the Christmas spirit today is because the New World Order, globalism, has taken you away. Come on, somebody. If I want to talk to you today, you're probably going to say that Christmas wasn't like it used to be. But you know, it's pretty sad when I turn on the television and they're promoting this anti-Christmas. And literally, that's what it is. It's anti-Christmas, and it's anti-Jesus. And I don't know about you today, but I want to talk to you a little bit about what the Bible says. There's a spirit of Herod on America today. The spirit of Herod wants to destroy Jesus. The spirit of Herod, they believe that Jesus is not real. Oh, come on today. You ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. But there is a problem in America because there's a lot of people that want to kill the baby Jesus. There's a lot of people that want to kill the baby Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of nativity scene bands in America. There's a lot of nativity scene bands. A lot of these towns are banning Jesus, the nativity scene of Jesus. Why? This is the spirit of Herod. States and counties are now passing laws where they do not want the baby Jesus and the nativity scenes in their downtown cities. Now, I got to ask you, why is Jesus such a threat to this nation anymore? If you love Jesus, you better do all you can to put Jesus back on the forefront of your town. If you love Jesus, you better put him in the forefront of your church. You better put him in the forefront of your community. You better hang him back on the public school system. You better put him back in your government office. Come on, somebody, because I'm here to tell you the spirit of Herod is moving in America. I see the way the young children, they don't even care about Christmas anymore. I see the way the elderly, they just don't really care about Christmas. They don't care about families anymore. They don't care about the Christmas tree. But if you think today that there's not an attack by Satan to destroy Christmas and to destroy Jesus, you better wake up, America, because I'm here to tell you today that Satan wants to destroy Christmas and he wants to destroy everything about Jesus. Oh my gosh, we got some problems in America today. You know, there's a lot of anti-Christmas sentiment going out there. Yes, an atheist group, they're upset at an Arkansas school that offered students an optional, meaning not required, a school field trip to see the production of the Merry Christmas Charlie Brown, which just happens to be showing at their local church. The November 29th letter sent to the Little Rock, Arkansas school district by the Opinion Humanist Legal Center speaks of separation of church and states and complains. The message of the play is clear. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Messiah, and the real meaning of Christmas is to celebrate the anniversary of his birth. It is completely sectarian in nature and expressly rejects any secular version of Christmas. Come on, somebody. The secular humanists, seniors outrage over Christmas tree ban. You got to understand this spirit of Herod. They hate anybody who puts up a nativity scene. If you today are listening to this message, I would encourage you to put up a nativity scene in your front yard. Come on, somebody. Residents of a senior adult apartment complex in California staged a protest after the management of the building announced a ban on Christmas trees. I don't know about you, but this spirit of Herod is moving all through America. Now, what is this spirit of Herod? Oh, come on, somebody. Herod in the Bible, he was the king at that time. And when Jesus was born, he went out to destroy all the children to find this one Jesus. Because Jesus, who is God and who is a king. But there is an outrage, and you need to understand the spirit of Herod is not only in your church today, it's in your county, it's in your state. I don't know about you, but this demon wants to destroy your Christmas. I'm here to tell you today, and I pray that you have a blessed Christmas, but I'm a little bit worried today. Satan wants to destroy Christmas and Jesus. Come on, somebody. Governor Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island told CNSNews.com on Wednesday that his administration calls the decorated evergreen tree erected in the Rhode Island State House in December a holiday tree rather than a Christmas tree. Come on, somebody. You see, they want to take away Christmas because why? Because Christ is in the midst. Christ miss. And they want to call it a holiday tree. I don't know about you today, but you've got to get a little bit angry. You got to get a little bit angry at what's going on in America. I remember when I was young, I liked Christmas. I remembered the lights and the bells. I remembered the song and the Charlie Brown TV shows and cartoons. Come on, somebody. Why do some atheists embarrass themselves year after year trying to eradicate Christmas from the American culture? Why do they do that? Christmas is a part of American culture. Come on, somebody. By a wide margin, 68% to 23%, Americans prefer stores with signs that say Merry Christmas during the Christmas holidays than the more generic and secular Happy Holidays. If you are a store owner today, I would encourage you to put Jesus Christ back in Christmas. I want to put Jesus Christ back in Christmas. Most Americans still prefer signs in the stores that say Merry Christmas. It is closely watched case in Santa Monica where the federal judge denies the church coalition's request that the court requires the city to allow nativity scenes in the Palisade Park this year as it was for nearly 60 years. Santa Monica may bar nativity scenes. I don't know about you, but it's happening more and more and more and more. Santa Monica, it happened in Santa Monica, California, and many, many towns all over the United States. They continued to bar nativity scenes. Why? Because they just don't like the baby Jesus. I don't know why America just doesn't like the baby Jesus. Back in November 30th, the stolen statue of the baby Jesus has been recovered, but the Huntington detective has only verbally described what was on the sacred statue. The statue had been in the nativity scene at the McDonald's marketing office for a long time. Once again, the spirit of Herod wanting to destroy Jesus. Now in Matthew 2 verse 3, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. Yes, Herod. Yes, he heard these things. He heard of the coming. He heard of the star and the design of their coming. Yes, he was He was troubled that Jesus Christ was going to be born. Herod had obtained the kingdom by great crimes and by shedding much blood. He was therefore easily alarmed by any remarkable appearance. And in fact, the star appeared, and that was regarded as proof that the King of the Jews were born. Oh, come on, somebody. This very much alarmed Herod. Why? Because of jealousy, number one. But because he was the king, and he became the king by many evil ways. Number one, by great crimes, he took the position of king. And you need to understand today that people in high positions, they don't get there by being good. They get there by selling their soul to Satan and doing great evil. And this is very much happening in America today. And it was a common expectation that the Messiah was about to appear, and he feared that his reign was about to come to an end. He therefore began to inquire on what way he might secure his own safety and the permanency of his government. Oh, come on, somebody. He feared Jesus. He feared the birth of Jesus. Why in America today are so many people fearing Jesus? Let me tell you why people fear Jesus. Because Jesus arose from the grave. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus arose from the grave. And Jesus is still alive today. And this is why people fear Jesus. Why does America fear Jesus? Why? Because Jesus is not politically correct. No. Jesus was never politically correct. When he was born, they didn't have a motel or a hotel for him. When he was born, they didn't even have a private room for him. No, the only place they had for Jesus was the barn. And just like in that society, they only had a place for Jesus in the barn. I want to ask you today, I bet if you look around your house, where do you have a place for Jesus? I hope that you have a place for Jesus in your heart. I hope you have a place for Jesus on the walls of your house. I hope you have a place for Jesus in your school. I hope you have a place for Jesus, come on, in your government office. I hope you have a place for Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, the spirit of Herod is coming in America. It's coming to take Jesus out, and you better be... You better listen to me today. They want to take the Christ out of Christmas, and they want to take away Jesus. Yes, Satan hates Christmas, and Satan wants to destroy Jesus. But you need to understand today, there is a lot of things that happen on that Tuesday on 11-19-2012. United States District Court Judge Audrey B. Collins delivered a 28-page ruling denying the client the right to continue a 59-year-old tradition of exhibiting nativity scenes along the Ocean Boulevard in the city of Santa Monica. Yes. Oh, come on, somebody. This spirit's in our government. This spirit of Herod is in our government. Some 45% of those polls said the holiday season brings so much financial pressure that they would prefer to skip it altogether. But you need to understand this financial pressure that you're facing comes from the New World Order. It comes from the society around you that doesn't want you to enjoy Christmas. I hope today that you would enjoy Christmas. Almost half said their level of stress related to holiday expenses is high or extremely high. That's probably because nearly the same amount, some 45%, say they do not expect to have enough money set aside to cover holiday expenses. Since when was Christmas about expenses? I want to tell you that Christmas is about Jesus Christ and Jesus alone. I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to destroy Christmas and Jesus. Oh, you didn't listen to me today because you look so pretty. You're not listening to me today because you'd rather go to Walmart and buy your sick Chinese sweatshop toys. Come on, somebody. You just look at and you want to buy your kids toys and toys and toys and make them even more evil. They don't even appreciate what they have, but you still want to give them more. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. You know, in Santa Monica, California, the official snuffed the city's holiday tradition this year rather than refereed the religious rumble prompting churches that have set up a 14-scene Christian diorama for decades. This nativity scene has been there for the last 60 years, and this year they want to ban it. That's the spirit of Herod. That is the spirit of Herod. Herod wants to destroy. The spirit of Herod wants to destroy Jesus, and it wants to destroy Christmas, the Christ. And once again, when I watched these Christmas specials, it was like they were laughing at Christmas. They were laughing at Jesus. They were laughing at Christmas. Yes, in Brussels, come on somebody, and not only are they doing this in America, but they're doing it around the world. In Brussels, they replaced its popular Christmas tree exhibit this year at the city center due to concerns that it may offend the local Muslim population. Oh, come on somebody, why should we stop following Jesus because of the Muslims? We need to keep the tradition of the cross. We need to keep the tradition of the Christmas tree. And we need to keep the tradition of Jesus Christ. Yes, in another one of those Only is Davis moments, officials of the Davis Joint Unified School District have stepped in to cancel Emerson's junior high school production of the stage of Charles Dickinson 1843 classes, The Christmas Carol. The reason? The ugly word Christmas. Why? Because the spirit of Herod wants to destroy Christmas. This satanic people in America, you can see they don't care about Christ in the Christmas. They want to go to their Chinese sweatshop, evil Walmart products. They storm in there on Black Friday. They run over people, and they're like this huge glutton. Oh, come on, they're devourers, and they just want to take. They don't care the original Jesus. They don't care about Christmas. Come on, there's really... The religious clauses of the First Amendment and Christmas displayed on public property coexist with little conflict for many years until a fear disgruntled secularist discovered they could get the masses to bow to their selfish whims. If only they complained enough, if the central theme of Christianity is to turn the other cheek, the parallel theme of the FFRF is never to resist the opportunity to ridicule and mockery. Yes. The truth of the matter is there is a war on Christmas today. The truth of the matter is there is a war on Jesus. Do you love your tradition? Do you want that Christmas tree up for many years? Because I'm telling you, there's a day coming that you just might not have Christmas. There's a day coming when you look outside and you will not see the Christ in Christmas. There's a day coming, and you're not listening to me today because you think you're so good with your iPad, your iPhones. Oh, come on, somebody. You think technology has made you a better nation? No. I'm telling you, you are getting more evil every day. I'm telling you today, this is a society that doesn't want Jesus, and the Bible warns over and over and over again that a society that doesn't want Jesus or even fear Jesus is a society that will go towards destruction and tyranny. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. The truth of the matter is there's a war on Christmas, and it has taken many forms, from substituting words in Christmas carols to banning expressions of the holiday, like nativity scenes and Christmas trees. National Review columnist Mark Stein thinks the assault on Christmas is not only nuts, but that it demonstrates the Western world's institutional self-loathing. Yes, it's a Christmas tree, not a holiday tree. It has always been a Christmas tree, and those afraid to mouth the word Christmas just appears foolish. Why? Why is the Christmas tree such a... Why does it bother so many people today? Oh, come on, somebody. Why are so many of these evil Herod-like mindset. People want to turn Christmas tree to holiday tree. Oh, I don't know. For many, it's an annual December conundrum. Greet people with a traditional Merry Christmas or the secular Happy Holidays. It's a small decision that seemingly oversized cultural significance, coming amid pressure to keep Christ in Christmas while also remaining exclusive of people who don't celebrate the Christmas holiday. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you today, but aren't you getting really sick of this? Oh, come on, you really need to wake up, America. NBC, ABC, all I do is hear them mock Christmas. Kids just mock Christmas. We got a problem in America today. Yes, oh my gosh, in Matthew 2, verse 16, the Bible says, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. There are people who oppose those who seek to worship Jesus the Christ, but they only seek to destroy and eliminate any trace of him and the works that he did. They seek to destroy the Christ in you and the Christ in me, and they are wanting to destroy the Christ in Christmas. Yes, and this greater works that he said you would. So, Lord, help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Yes, the Bible says the murder of the children under the age of 2 by Herod is shocking, but completely in line with his character. This is a man who, according to Josephus, had 3 of his own sons, a son-in-law, his favorite wife, trusted advisors, and many other various tortured, murdered, and executed because he thought they were a threat to his throne. Toward the end of his life, it is recorded that he ordained that of some 3,000 people, the heads of the leading Jewish families, to be executed on his death so that there would be mourning at his passing. This was a pretty sick king. This spirit on Herod was very sick, and he was going to dominate the throne. I don't know about you, but you see some of these dictators overseas in the Middle East. Yes, that they would do anything as Herod. He even executed his own men when he died at his funeral. Yes, we have this information from Josephus, who was not born until some 40 years after Herod's death. Josephus relied heavily on the writings of Nicholas of Damascus, who was Herod's close friend and longtime advisor, and who tended to gloss over some of Herod's worst atrocities and maximize his accomplishments. Yes, Josephus records the murder and execution of some of the most politically prominent people of the time, and as far from the extensive list, Josephus does, however, record elsewhere of Herod that when fighting against his own people to reestablish Roman rule, yes, this was a very disgusting, evil person in political power today, or political power at that time. Herod was a very evil, evil man. The whole masses were slaughtered in the alleys, crowded in their houses, or even taking refuge in the temple. There were no mercy for either young or old, yes, nor were there the weakest women spared. This guy was so corrupt, so evil, he didn't even spare the young nor their old. In the scheme of Herod's depravity, it is not surprising that the murder of some 20 to 40 children, based on the population of Bethlehem at that time, does not rate a mention of Josephus if he knew it at all. Yes, come on, somebody. The author of Matthew was writing within living memory of these events to the Jewish population of that region, and thus must reasonably be considered a plausible witness. Yes, this man, Herod, he did not care about nobody. So he went out and he destroyed all these young children to try to find the baby Jesus. This spirit of Herod is in America today. This spirit of Herod is in America today. And this spirit of Herod wants to destroy the Christ out of Christmas and wants to destroy Jesus. And it wants to ban all the nativity scenes. Oh, come on, America. We need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. We need Jesus back in America. and we need him now. The 63-foot Sierra White Fur lighted in the U.S. Capitol grounds on December 6th as the official 2011 Capitol Christmas tree includes a prominently displayed ornament paying homage to a political office, but includes no ornaments readily visible to a person standing near the tree. Based the use of the word Christmas or includes an image of the Nativity or bears the name of the image of Jesus Christ on the north side of the tree at the height of about 4 feet and easily visible to people standing near, there's an ornament that says, I love the political position. There's no Jesus. We have taken Jesus out of Washington. We have taken Jesus out of Christmas. Yes, come on, somebody. I can go on and on and on. Saga Schools head yields allow Santa in schools. He reversed the decision later in the day after the outcry from firefighters who says Santa is a secular symbol. Yes, they want to take away everything. Come on, somebody. A Texas attorney general had offered to defend the Texas county under attack by a group of Wisconsin atheists who are demanding that the nativity located on the lawn of the Henderson County Courthouse to be torn down. Our message to the atheists is don't mess with Texas and our nativity scenes or the Ten Commandments, Attorney General Greg Abbott told Fox News and commentary. I want the Freedom From Religion Foundation to know that our office has a history of defending religious displays in our state. And I tell you what, we need more people like this man. We need more people like this attorney general. You need to be careful of the spirit of Herod, who wants to take Christ out of Christmas, who wants to take away Jesus, who wants to destroy everything. And when I watch this NBC show, who's such a mockery, it is such a mockery. It's such a mockery. They are mocking Christmas right before your eyes. And we see that atheists are still continue this war on Christmas. A group of 5, 6, or 7-year-old children will be able to sing Silent Night in their Christmas program after Alabama school officials decide to ignore a complaint filed by a group that calling the song unconstitutional. Sing Silent Night. Because there's a war on Christmas in America. Yes, Satan has come to destroy Christmas, and he wants to destroy Christmas. Yes, public schools officials are saying humbug to students who voluntarily celebrate Christmas at school, illegally depriving children of their freedom, candy canes, gift-giving, poinsettias, and now even Santa have been banned because of their connection to the holiday with Christmas roots. Yes, this is really what is going on in America. Yes, Satan has come. There's a spirit of Herod in America today, and it wants to destroy your time with your family. It wants to destroy Christmas, and I hope this Christmas that you will appreciate Charlie Brown. I hope this Christmas that you appreciate your Christmas tree. I hope that you will appreciate, because I'm telling you, the New World Order wanted to take away your Christmas. Yes. Driving through a tiny rural town of Athens, Texas, and you'd be hard-pressed to find something that might catch national attention or so. And it was until about a week ago, an hour and a half outside of Dallas, the Athens Town Square is dominated by the county courthouse, and this time of year, Christmas decorations are on each corner. But is the nativity scene across the street from the Taco Bell has caused controversy. There's a group of people that hate Jesus. There's a group of people that really want to take away everything about our traditional Christmas. And they laugh at you on NBC. And this is a spirit of Herod. And we see this as a really disgusting anything with Jesus. Yes, you need to understand today, I can go on and on and on and on. Yes, there's more and more of this. And I hope today, if you're a pastor or if you're in political office today, that you will fight to keep Christ in Christmas. And you will fight to keep Jesus back in America. We need Jesus We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. I can go on and on and on, but this is spirit of Herod is all around us. The spirit of Herod is all around us, and it wants to take away Jesus, and it wants to take away Christmas. And it wants to take away the nativity scenes. It wants to take away Christmas caroling. Oh, come on, somebody. It wants to take away the silent night. And we need to bring it back to America. We need to bring Jesus back to America. We need to bring Christ back to Christmas. Yes, we need to celebrate Jesus' birthday. Yes, yes, I know it's in old news now. Frosty the Snowman. Mixed as white. It's a icon that helps to substantiate an ideology upholding a general special social system. NPR's Nina Tannenberg apologized for uttering the word Christmas, thinks of all she had to apologize for that she picked Christmas. Oh, come on, somebody. Here we have somebody apologizing for saying Christmas. You don't have to apologize for saying Christmas. You don't have to apologize for having a nativity scene. You don't have to apologize for loving Jesus. And you don't have to apologize. Come on, somebody. The spirit of Herod is in America today. The spirit of Herod, as I was sitting down on my sofa, I turned on the TV and I saw this Christmas, supposed to be a Christmas time. My children couldn't even watch it. It was that sick. It was a mockery of Christmas, and I believe today that Hollywood is trying to take Christ out of Christmas, and they're mocking Jesus. They not only mocked Jesus on SNL, but they also mocked Christmas. You need to understand today that we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. Yes, it's hard to know how much is cultural, how much is financial, and how much is cyclical. But whatever the reason, there isn't a single Christmas movie on studio calendars this December. Is Hollywood mounting a war on Christmas? Yes, it is. And the spirit of Herod has come to war against Jesus. The spirit of Herod is in America today. We need Jesus. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now.